Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Warramai man and respected cultural leader Professor Sanders brings more than three decades of experience spanning regulation, professional standards, governance and economic policy. Joining us to give more insight into his recent appointment is Dean Sanders. Thanks for jumping on, Dean.
Hey, no problem, Laurie.
I've given just the briefest introduction to you. Can you introduce yourself? Who are you? Who's your mob? Where are you from?
it's always a good way of starting out. Look, so you're not a Dean Wollongogudi, who am I? I'm a Warramai man up that big north coast, just above Newcastle there where you're sitting. And but I'm from country away from the freshwater people, so the Wollongong, which is the freshwater streams up around Gloucester, Barrington. And on Warramai country. So, but I grew up in Warramai country, grew up in Newcastle way. But since those days, I've travelled a long way away, an extra hour and a half down the road to Gadigal way. It's Warramai way, so I haven't travelled and moved very far away from country because I do tend to get back to country every week to sit there in my place, but also with family and community. The sort of work I do, the sort of fields I'm involved in, I'm a professor in law at the Newcastle University there, but I'm also a special counsel, economic special counsel to large consulting mobs, and do a lot of work for government and community and different organisations focusing on things like climate or complex problems. How do we solve those, in particular using Indigenous knowledge, Indigenous science as a way of understanding them? I've spent a long time in sort of government and corporate life and done lots of different jobs in those spaces, including in the sort of being a commissioner in government for a bit, but also working as a CEO in corporate Australia and thinking about how we are going wrong with so much of our system, so much of the way we think about economics, how we think about business, and how our culture, our knowledge systems hold the answer to those things.
Your recent appointment is with the Australian Sustainable Finance Institute. Can you tell us a little bit about that business and the role that you're taking up?
Yeah, so AFI, the Australian Sustainable Finance Institute, is the independent peak body for sustainable finance in Australia, which sounds like lots of words, but really its job is to bring together the whole of the financial system, the big banks, the superannuation companies, insurance companies, the ratings agencies, to focus on how we start to do finance in a sustainable way. And that means bringing together not just the idea of financial systems and financial services companies, but even the way we think about financial products and how they're designed and how they apply. So I've joined them in a particular role in a sort of cultural governance and board advisory role because in my typical way, I want to get inside the machines that are the ones that affect our economic system to create real change in those particular places. So I've joined to try and create some havoc there.
You will be supporting ASFI's mission to build a sustainable, resilient and inclusive financial systems, yeah? Why is it significant to have First Nations people in these leadership roles?
Look, I think this is actually the big secret to how we solve problems in this Western system, where all of us used to seeing the disconnects and the problems between the wider economic systems and the effect that stuff has on country and on community. Now, but I'll talk about other people specifically. Now, we can sit around, as we often do, and complain about those disconnects. But I actually think the way to fix them is to change the entire financial services system. To start to think about how do we make the engines of finance, the engines of economics in this country, lean towards the central responsibility for country. So it's the central responsibility for caring for place and caring for our communities. Now, that's actually what finance is really about. You know, finance, when done properly, is really about making those sorts of opportunities to care for country, to generate outcomes for communities. Because ultimately, there is no economic system if there is no country. There is no financial services entity or no financial services solutions or no industries for people if country isn't healthy. So I think that the job is to make sure that we are pushing the engines in the right sort of way. So I've deliberately joined to bring that type of frame, to bring that type of challenge to our entire financial services. Why is it significant there? Because I think that system has been going about doing its thing for a long time, and we've had measures of success. We've had economic uplift, we've had economic outcomes for people, but as you know, there's been a great disconnect between that and country, and a great disconnect between that and communities. Not everybody gets to participate or enjoy the benefits of a successful financial system. So it's not just bringing Indigenous voice. I'm not particularly interested in just bringing Indigenous voice and leadership to the existing system. I'm thinking about how we change that system. How do we make sure that we are getting the policy tools of the engine to focus on the right things? How do we talk about strategy in the language of whole system outcomes, whole country outcomes, not just particular shareholder outcomes? And I think that the good news is that the industry and many of our large-scale industries are interested in that conversation. They've appointed this role for that reason. They're not resigning from it. But our job is to make sure we step strongly into that conversation and help them reshape their entire system so that benefits flow to country and flow to community.
There are obviously challenges and opportunities when pursuing Australian sustainable finance. Can you tell us a little bit of what's exciting in the space?
Yeah, so financial services is a highly technical industry. I mean, it works on rules and systems and product definitions and investment strategies and outcomes measured in economic terms. There's a whole lot of mathematical science and a whole lot of investment and market sciences is behind that. But they all focus on the wrong things. They all focus on things that we try to turn into measurements and KPIs. So we've had for a long time in this country and a long time globally the language of ESG, you know, environmental sustainability governance, in our economic systems. We've always talked about ESG for a long time. Companies have had the metrics of ESG reporting for a long time. But very notably, our regulators, in particular ASIC, Australian Securities Investments Commission, which regulates financial services and the conduct of that particular marketplace, have been drawing attention to the fact that the industry is doing one thing and thinks it's meeting its compliance requirements, but ultimately can look a lot like greenwashing, where they're just by using particular metrics, particular measurements, that aren't necessarily getting all the way there to actually doing good work. Now, there's an argument in there that organisations need the leadership of groups like ASFI to help navigate what good looks like. So how do we help the financial service industry understand that? But that's also a technical role that ASFI can play around things like standards and definitions, taxonomies and education programs, the sorts of things that a group like ASFI can do. But I'm also interested in changing the hearts and minds of the financial services industry. And the financial services system has to change. It can't be about economic benefits only. It can't be about shareholder benefits only. It has to be about if we are to have a sustainable future together, then the financial system needs to embrace what sustainability genuinely means and how that generates benefits for country, not just for shareholders. There will be no shareholders if there is no country to put them on. There will be no industries if there's no country from which those industries can operate. So I'm really excited about the work with ASFI. I think there's real change in that opportunity for industry to come to the table and start talking seriously about what sustainable finance really means and how that will carry us forward into a new generation for our future. As an Aboriginal man, as a Wurundjeri man from country up that way, you know, one of our cultural terms that really matters to us and matters to me in my knowledge holding and senior role there in culture is that language of Marbulubu. Marbulubu in my language, Gutang language, means next seven again. So I take very seriously my cultural and leadership responsibility to think about the next seven generations in the decisions we take. And I think the financial services system is probably going to be here for those next seven generations. So how do I make sure we're shaping it the right way so that we actually have seven generations to look forward to? Some of the significant challenges for financial services, every bank, every super fund has its own First Nations voices, and they are proud and strong and important voices. What we tend not to have is a coordinating framework around that, a shared commitment around that. And First Nations voices inside corporate institutions can tend to get not heard very powerfully, can tend to be lost in the system of trying to create products or outcomes or employment drop opportunities. We're talking about in this particular role, how can we actually get the whole industry shaping its thinking about what sustainable future looks like and how and the role of financial services industry in a sustainable future. I'm excited about that. That's really exciting. It's a big conversation. We've got our First Nations Action Plan we're working on, how we bring other people into those systems, how we connect with communities in particular places. I'm interested in financial product design and how we might build in different investment strategies. I can see all of that ahead of us. Now, this is quite new. And ASFI is relatively new too, so we're working through what the opportunity of this stuff is. But I'm sure many of the listeners will know that we didn't win COP31 in Australia, which was intended to be held in Adelaide. that was taken by Turkey. So we don't have that particular event to look forward to. But part of the important conversation is how do we make sure we're doing this stuff on the ground in real ways that affect our communities directly? That's what I'm excited about. That's where I think the future is going to be, because the more we connect the financial services system to the country, to the ground, to the place, to the communities it's operating from, the stronger it's going to be and the more sustainable the whole system's going to be.
For anyone who's seeking more information or wanting to get involved in the sector, where can they get more information from? Where can they go?
Yeah, look, there's great resources on the web around this conversation about sustainable finance, sustainable investing, and the way communities and mob can connect into different types of solutions. But the website for ASFI, which is a great place to start and connect to those things, is asfi.org.au. That's asfi.org.au. And, of course, there's ASFI LinkedIn pages and things like that for regular updates. So there's a whole lot of entities. And, of course, mob can look me up too. Anybody can look me up on LinkedIn or otherwise. I'm always here for a yarn. It's important. These conversations are important. And how we start navigating investment for our communities, navigating investments for our whole families and structures of systems sitting on country, is going to be the answer to how we survive as a nation and an answer to how we survive as a globe. I'm always here for that yarn.
I want to thank you for jumping on and sharing with us today, Dean.
Yeah, my boy. Thank you.
That was Dean Sanders, OAM, Board Advisor and Cultural Governance and First Nations Leadership Advisor. I'm Nairi Pakai. You're listening to NITV Radio.